friendship sweeter. Knowing you're near.
Magnify the Lord with me. Let us exalt his name together. It's Wednesday, July 26, 2017. I think this is the fullest our studio has ever been here at Great News Radio Center, and I'll share why in just a moment. In fact, Jim Gunther, you know, when he gets involved in something, it turns into something God-honoring. And Jim, it's kind of interesting. You called me a little while ago, said, Mark, I got some ideas. Something's going on here. Are you going to be at the studio? And I said, yes. Why? What do you have in mind?
He's always there.
Jim, not knowing any strangers, made some friends. And so I think there's 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, about 10 of you, 10, maybe 12, that spiritual number. Right. But we have a full group. I think there's going to be some singing possibly going on, some testimony. And Jim, you called me up about an hour or so ago and said, am I going to be here? I'm here. What do you have in store for us? What's going on here? And I won't call you a stalker, but what were you doing following these people?
I'm on my way to Portillo's, by the way, great food. And I see this van with a trailer in back of it, and it says First Assembly of God, Fort Myers, on Summerlin Road. And I thought, well, that's the church I go to when I'm in Florida. So I'm following these guys, and they're going right into Portillo's. And
that didn't hurt.
No. So they get out. I introduce myself, and it was immediate connection. They're traveling around singing and witnessing, and I thought, oh, they brought back memories of the days that I traveled around with a singing group. Great memories. We sang, and you name it, we sang it and slept everywhere. Bottoms of basements and churches and people's houses. And I said, would you guys like to come in and do an interview? You get a sense of willingness. God opens doors sometimes, mm-hmm. and you don't know. Sometimes God prods you to do things you're uncomfortable in doing. That's not my comfort zone.
Yeah. You don't know a stranger. You tend to make friendships. But this is interesting about Jim Gunther, and you guys are just getting to know him. Initially, I don't know if you'd say introverted or shy, but not one to be forthright and just introduce himself around. And yet God has really shown you through the many years, and I think your dad influenced that and some others saying, you know, there's a lot of people you can learn from, Jim, and you've kind of taken that to heart and made many, many friends. And I'm kind of excited as I'm just getting to know Hannah and Josh and Connor and AJ, and you have a cast of helpers. I think there's a financial person back there. What's the team here, Hannah? Who do you have involved helping with this ministry that you're going to be doing? I think you're heading towards Wisconsin next.
Yeah, we're heading towards my house. We're going to stay at my house for a night, and then we're going up to camp in Wisconsin to continue to minister and lead worship for some kids at camp. But we have Allie Cerna. She's our financial. She's over all of that stuff. She's really great at it. And then we have Matthew, our sound guy. He does a great job. He does spoken word. He writes lyrics. He's really, really great at that. And he has a great anointing in his life. But that's the rest of our crew. And then we have people who joined us at Portillo's to meet us, just to say hi to us.
Some roadies or something to help out. A little cheering section.
Some friends,
And your group is called Interface Worship. I have the CD in front of me, and I think at some point we're going to have a song here, but I'm Alive, Peace, More Than Enough, Oh Sing, Flow, and Glorify. So you're affiliated with the First Assembly of God Church in Fort Myers, Florida, which, Jim, that's where you attend when you're in Florida?
Yes, I do. They have a great music program. I was so impressed the first time I went there. It's like, I'm hooked. So that's where I go see all the music during January, February, and March. Free concerts. Ernie Haas, Signature Sound, and all the guys. It's great.
And we're sharing. Let's see. We got 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. You know what? I could have had another microphone out here and had somebody sit out there. So we have 5 microphones working here. Why are you traveling through? What are you hoping to accomplish? And this is just for the summer. What's the time frame here?
I think AJ can answer that better than I can.
Yeah. So every summer, Interface, we go out and we travel to different camps, different youth services and churches for Sunday morning or Wednesday night, whatever it may be, facilitating worship in those places, and then also traveling and telling people about our awesome school down in Florida that's out of First Assembly. It's the Florida School of Discipleship. And so that's our goal this summer, is just to lift up the name of Jesus, and we've been doing that for 5 weeks now. On tour, we do that all the time, but on tour we've been doing that for 5 weeks, and we got another week to go.
And who schedules this? How do you find where you're going to sing next or what the camp is?
Yeah, that'd be me. Well, it's through a lot of past relationships and then future connections we make. So this summer we've already made a lot of connections that'll hopefully bring some fruit for next summer or this next school year. Yeah, so that's how we get.
And the members of your group, Interface Worship, is it college age, high school? How do you determine who stays on, or how long have you been with this group?
Yeah, well, it's all college age students. So Hannah's our youngest. She's 19.
I just joined this last September.
Yep, and I'm 21. I've been a part of the team for 4 years now. And like I said, out of the Florida School of Discipleship, so it's a school. So when students come to attend the school, if they feel called and want to go into worship ministry, we have this avenue of ministry for them to facilitate the growth of their gifts.
Cut their teeth, as they say, right, Jim?
Very true.
So how about leading out with the song? Now, I have to say thank you, God, for Dyke Corson and Corson Music, because do you sing with instrumentation or what do you do? And they said, well, typically we have drums and a guitar and so forth. Mm-hmm. And they said, do you have a guitar? And I said, no, we don't. I said, oh, yes, we do, right up in our front windows, because Corson Music is one of our featured businesses this month. And so I guess you've tuned this up already, Connor. And so you're the guitarist?
Yeah, I play guitar and sing.
And Josh?
I play drums.
Drums and a vocalist, too. And then Hannah, you're part of the
team. I lead with.
So okay, yeah. So the song, I think it's on the CD, More Than Enough. Is this available for our listeners if they like this song? They want to purchase copies. What would they do?
Yeah, they can go to iTunes, or if they're in the streaming, it's on Spotify, it's on Apple Music. Really anywhere that you can listen to music online, it's there. Or if any listeners go to Fort Myers, like our new friend Jim does, you can find us on the weekends at church.
Yeah, we can send an order with Jim Gunther, and he can head down, and when he's in Florida next time, bring some back.
Exactly.
Okay, so you're going to do More Than Enough. Is this generally with drums and other instrumentation, but we're just going to kind of wing it with three or four of you and the guitar, and we'll see how this is. But this would be something that when you show up to a camp, there's some testimony time and then some worship time, and then what else do you pray gets accomplished as you minister to young people or young and old alike?
Yeah, at a camp, typically, there's a speaker that the camp brings in that we work together with hand in hand. So we usually take the worship in the front of the service every night for the whole week. And then the speaker speaks, and then we help him out in a time of altar ministry. So facilitating some atmospheric worship for students to respond to, whether it be for salvation or different things in a camp service.
Okay, and we're going to have some testimony time maybe after the song. So this is somewhat like the song on your CD, More Than Enough, without all the instrumentation. But Connor will be on the guitar here, and then we'll have Josh and Hannah. And AJ, will you be singing on this song?
I'll probably back off the mic.
Jim Gunther, are you going to join in on this one? Okay, Jim's going to stand in the background. All right, so More Than Enough by Interface Worship.
For some satisfaction I just can't seem to find. I'm thinking all I see in front of me will never ease my mind. I'm starting to discover as I search each day that all these wells run dry. So now I'll drink from your living water and push those wells aside. I'll push those wells aside. I'm abandoning all my desires as you overthrow my empires. You keep on calling me higher into your love. Your love is more than enough. Your goodness never fails, no, it never will. the chaos, everything is still. You're my shelter, my strength, my final reward. It keeps me looking on. Sure, I'll forget all those other things and run into your arms. I'm running to your arms. I'm abandoning all my desires as you overthrow my empire. My eyes will never see enough. My ears will never hear enough. But you will always be enough. You're my first love, my first love. My eyes will never see enough. My ears will never hear enough, but you will always be enough. You're my first love, my first love. You're my first love, my first love. You're my first love, my first love. You're my first love. My first love, you're my first love, my first love. I'm abandoning all my desires as you overthrow my empires. You keep on calling me higher into your love, into your love, into your love. And your love is more than enough.
And all of God's people said,
amen.
Amen. We're in the midst of a divine appointment here. If you missed the opening part of Mark and Friends, the Wednesday edition, Jim Gunther was driving along. He saw a familiar name, a church that he worships many times when he's in Florida in Fort Myers. It's the First Assembly of God Church. He realized he wanted to follow this group into Portillo's, and he got to find out that they're serving in a number of ways, traveling and singing and leading worship at camps and other outings, or wherever the Lord has called him. He quickly gave me a call, said, are you at the studio? And I said, yes. So we have you all in. Thank you for sharing that. That's on your CD. It's titled More Than Enough, and that was the song, More Than Enough, and this is Interface Worship, at least a portion of them. Who's the drummer?
Me.
You're the drummer, but all we had was a guitar because Dyke Corson Music had the guitar in the front, so we just pulled it out of the window. Dyke, I'll give you a little stipend for use on that guitar, but you talked about your first love and that God's more than enough. Who wants to share a little testimony time, how you saw God at work, how he drew you to himself, and then how you affiliated with this Florida School of Discipleship?
Cool,
kind of
yeah.
A loaded question about five different things, but
yeah.
Just stab at it.
I'll work my way through it. Yeah, so the song More Than Enough and the whole concept for the album came out of just a time of God really pushing us to kind of give up our desires and give up the things that we were chasing that aren't him. It's easy to find ourselves in a place of not feeling satisfied and of not feeling fulfilled. And as people, we run to a lot of different things to try to fill up those voids, to feel satisfied, and we chase a lot of different things. But through a lot of prayer and through better getting to know God, we've all just come to the realization that, you know, Christ is enough for us. And when we abandon our desires and allow God's plan to rule in our life, that's when we really reach satisfaction and fulfillment. there's a verse in Ecclesiastes that says, "All things are wearisome, more than one can say. The eye never has enough of seeing, nor the ear its fill of hearing." So that's kind of where that bridge comes from, of my eyes will never see enough, my ears will never hear enough. We'll never be satisfied from the things on this earth, but God's love and God's love alone can satisfy, and it's more than enough.
So, now, Josh, all the drummers that I know have a tendency to be a little reckless or wild or have enjoyed some life. Did you have a transformational experience where you came out of a dysfunctional family, or was it you grew up Christian and at the age of 3 you knew the Lord was calling you into music? What's some of your faith journey?
Yeah, so I grew up in a church, a Wesleyan denomination actually, but when I was 12 my parents kind of left the church because there was a lot of hurt there. So didn't really go to church for a few years. During those years, I kind of got involved with partying and with, like you said, kind of reckless behavior. So yeah, it was right on actually. But then my sister invited me to church. She brought me to an Assemblies of God church in Bettendorf, Iowa, so right across the river from Illinois, where I'm from. So I'm from here. And the love that was shown there was far from what I had experienced with my friends who just wanted to be around me when I was drunk or when I was just involved in the stuff that I shouldn't be with. That doesn't go without saying that, like, there haven't been mess ups since then. There haven't been failures, but thankfully God's grace calls us back, and it's just awesome to see where he's taken me, because never in my life did I think that I would be moving to Florida, just abandoning the life that I thought was great and pursuing God. And it's an awesome journey that he's brought me through. Yeah.
Now, with the Florida School of Discipleship, is there a graduation date and then a future? Is it youth ministries? Is there something that you're feeling the Lord's calling you into?
Yeah. We graduate every year, so you can do 1, 2, or 3 years if you're called back for an internship. But since I was a sophomore in high school, I've been called to worship ministry. Okay. But this year, because First Assembly is such a missions-based church, it's a humongously missions-based church, I felt a real call to missions work in Nairobi, Africa, actually. So my eyes are kind of set on that right now. So, yeah.
You'll have to tune in for Monday and Tuesday's edition of Mark and Friends. I had a special guest. His name was Jean Rene from the Congo. And he's called to share around the world. And those that were tuned in for the Monday and Tuesday edition of Mark and Friends heard his ministry of music and guitar and singing. And Marianne Offenstein, who's not here today, but she also served as a missionary for many years in Africa. So thank you, God, that you're being called there. Hannah, what about you? I think you're the newest member of this group, Interface Worship.
Yeah, I came to Florida School of Discipleship because of Interface Worship. I actually heard More Than Enough. They were traveling around last summer with this song, and I had grown up in a Christian home and always followed the Lord, but I got off track in high school and just really got curious with relationships and guys and just really went down the wrong path. But at this camp last summer, the one we're going to actually up in Wisconsin, the Lord really, really tugged at my heart, and he actually used the past lead girl singer, Kelly, her name was, and she talked to me after the first night of worship, and she really poured into me and made me realize that the week that I was at camp was really a week that I needed to give to the Lord and really lay down the relationship that I was in, because it was not a healthy relationship, definitely, and it wasn't pointing me in the right direction at all. So this song, More Than Enough, really, really tugged at my heart with that, to abandon what I wanted for what God wanted for my life.
Well, thank you, Hannah. And that's so true of young people, actually people in all walks of life. And I appreciate your message, Josh, that God is a God of grace, of mercy, a God of second chances. What's that one verse where his mercies are new every morning? His faithfulness, not our faithfulness, because we fall, you know, 2 steps forward, 3 steps back. Yeah. But that we're on that trajectory to wanting to grow, wanting to be faithful, wanting to be used to him. AJ, before I ask you to close our time in prayer, and maybe there's somebody tuned in, maybe it's a young person, maybe it's a senior saint that is struggling today, or maybe for that skeptic that's tuned in and saying, going around worshiping God, what's God? You're talking about a relationship you can have with him that's a kind of a foreign concept, but I would ask that you would pray for them. But how can our listeners pray for you guys as you travel to Wisconsin? Then what's after Wisconsin? Do you have another church camp or a place where you're going to minister to others?
That's it. After Wisconsin, we wrap up the summer and head back for another awesome year at the Florida School of Discipleship.
Good answer. Yeah. All right. So, and how can we, the Great News Radio listening family, pray for you guys in the days ahead?
Yeah, you can just be praying for our safety, our continued safety on the road, and just favor throughout this eastern part of the United States. Favor for us as we travel and really just spread the gospel. Ultimately, it's, you know, we can talk about Interface all we want, and you know, play our songs and everything. But at the end of the day, it's all about Jesus, mm-hmm. and we just want him to be lifted up. So just pray for more opportunities and all that. So God, we just thank you for today. We thank you for this this awesome opportunity to just come and share and play some music. Lord, we just thank you for your love, which is more than enough. Your love that calls us deeper, that calls us higher, calls us beyond what we're living in and into what you have for us. So God, we thank you for the trajectory and the purpose you put on our lives, God. And thank you for all that you do and that you died on the cross for us 2,000 years ago. So we love you, Jesus, and we lift you up. Go with us this day. Pray this all in your Son, Jesus' name. Amen.
Amen.
Listening to some of the members of Interface Worship as they're traveling through our area, ministering at camps to youth groups and churches, and are a part of the Florida School of Discipleship. You can find out more at fsod.com. That's fsod.com. If you missed a portion of today's edition of Mark and Friends or want to hear it again, stop by greatnewsradio.org and click on our archive programs link. Thanks for listening. Thanks for being a part of this radio listening family. This is Mark Burns with the Ministry of Great News Radio. God bless you and have a great day and night.